Nothing in particular. Nothing important. He felt her shrug, and she turned her head away from his face, into his arm, toward the humming bulkhead. In a small voice, she said,
"Everything. Shore's world."
3 days out, in the hangar, he watched the members of the Free Company work out and practice firing their guns at the screen. Nysin couldn't practice because he still refused to use lasers after what had happened in the Temple of Light. He had stocked up on magazines of micro-projectiles during his few sober moments in Evenath. After firing practice, Horza had each of the mercenaries test their AG harnesses. Craiglin had purchased a cheap batch of them and insisted that the Free Company members who didn't already have an anti-gravity unit in their suit buy a harness from him, at what he claimed was cost price. Horza had been dubious at first, but the AG unit seemed serviceable enough, and certainly might be useful for searching the command system's deeper shafts. Horza was satisfied that the mercenaries would follow him in, if they had to, down into the command system. The long delay since the excitement of Vavach and the boring routine of the life on the clear air turbulence had made them hanker after something more interesting. As Horza had honestly described it, Shah's world didn't sound too bad. At least it was unlikely they would find themselves in a firefight, and nobody, including the mind they might end up helping Horza search for, was going to start blowing things up. Not with a Dra'ezin to reckon with. The sun of the Shah's world system shone brightly ahead of them now, the brightest thing in the sky. The glitter cliff was not a visible feature of the sky ahead, because they were still inside the spiral limb and looking out. But it was noticeable that all the stars ahead were either quite close or very far away, with none in the gap between. Horza had changed the cat's course several times, but kept it on a general heading which, unless they turned, wouldn't take it closer than 2 light-years from the planet. He would turn the craft and head in the following day. So far, the journey had been uneventful. They had flown through the scattered stars without encountering anything out of the ordinary. No messages or signals, no distant flashes from battles, no warp wakes. The area around them seemed calm and undisturbed, as though all that was happening was what always happened. Just the stars being born and dying, the galaxy revolving, the holes twisting, the gases swirling. The war, in that hurried silence, in their false rhythm of day and night, seemed like something they had all imagined, an inexplicable nightmare they had somehow shared, even escaped. Horza had the ship watching, though, ready to alarm at the first hint of trouble. They were unlikely to find out anything before they got to the quiet barrier, but if everything was as peaceful and serene as that name implied, he thought he might not go arrowing straight in. Ideally, he would like to rendezvous with the Adiran fleet units, which were supposed to be waiting nearby. That would solve most of his problems. He would hand Balveda over, make sure Yalsin and the rest of the mercenaries were safe, let them have the cat, and pick up the specialized equipment Zoralundra had promised him. That scenario would also let him meet Kirachel alone, without the distraction of the others being there. He would be able to be his old self without making any concessions to the self the Free Company and Yalsin knew. 2 days out, the ship's alarm went off. Horza was dozing in his bed. He raced out of the cabin and forward to the bridge. In the volume of space before them, all hell seemed to have let loose. Annihilation light washed over them. It was the radiation from weapon explosions, registering pure and mixed on the vessel's sensors, indicating where warheads had gone off totally by themselves or in contact with something else. The fabric of three-dimensional space bucked and juddered with a blast from warp charges, forcing the cat's automatics to disengage its engines every few seconds to prevent them being damaged on the shockwaves. Horza strapped in and brought all the subsidiary systems up. Wubslin came through the door from the mess.
"What is it?"
"Battle of some sort," Horza said, watching the screens. The volume of affected space was more or less directly on the inward side of Shah's world, the direct route from Vavach passed that way. The cat was 1.5 light-years away from the disturbance, too far away to be spotted on anything except the narrow beam of a track scanner, and therefore almost certainly safe. But Horza watched the distant blasts of radiation and felt the cat ride the ripples of disturbed space with a sensation of nausea, even defeat.
"Message shell," Wubslin said, nodding at a screen.
There, sorting itself out from the noise of radiation, a signal gradually appeared. The words forming a few letters at a time, like a field of plants growing and flowering. After a few repetitions of the signal, and it was being jammed, not simply interfered with by the battle's background noise, it was complete enough to read.